Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
100.7 Star Bubba Show in the Morning hits all day and always available on the Odyssey app. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to give a code word for you to text so you can get Giveon tickets.
You can get them. October 12th, Stage AE. My daughter and friends are going. So
download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and then follow Bubba Show on the Odyssey app. Why do we ask you to follow Bubba Show on the Odyssey app? Because then we send you out things so you don't forget things. Like, hey, this is happening now. Like Mel's ma reading complaint email. Good morning, ma. How are you?
Good morning, Bubba and Melanie. I'm fine. How are both of you?
We're hanging in there.
Yeah, it's a Monday.
It is.
The Steelers lost.
Yeah. So why would you go there? Like, why would that be the place you'd go?
Oh, I'm just saying because, you know, we were talking about it earlier.
Kenny Pickett came in. That's all you need to know,
Love
Ma.
Love him.
Yeah.
He's a cutie.
Oh, Gigi thinks
Whoa.
Kenny Pickett's a cutie.
Mel's Ma has the hots for Kenny Pickett. Tweet that out. Tweet Colin Dunlap down at the Fan.
Those Fan guys would pick that up so fast.
It would go
viral.
All right, Ma. Well, you join us every single month, and you read our complaint email, because you may be surprised to know, but not everybody loves Bubba Show. We do the best we can, but sometimes it's just not good enough. And there are often times when people send me complaint emails. I just don't know why they never email your daughter, Melanie, at starpittsburgh.com.
I never get the emails, Mom, but I do get sometimes Facebook messages. So I've been trying to like scour those and look through them.
Yeah.
But yeah, email me, people.
Yeah. So if you've got a complaint about our show, you can email me, Bubba, at starpittsburgh.com. But you can also email Melanie at starpittsburgh.com. All right. Complaint email number one for the month of October.
Okay. Hi, Bubba. I just wanted to let you know, I think I have listened to the Bubba Show for the final time. The show has just stopped being funny. I used to love listening to the show and laughing on my way to work. Now I feel like the show has become mean-spirited. The thing that shocks me the most about it is I believe that you guys think that picking fun at each other and your listeners is funny. I think she meant poking fun, but anyway. When it happened sporadically, it wasn't bad, but now it seems to be the majority of what the show is about. Maybe you should reconsider your show's direction and get back to being what made Bubba's show great and not mean-spirited. Sherry. Well, I'm a little bewildered at Sherry's complaint email because she gives no examples.
Oh.
And I think that would be a little bit more of a clarification. Maybe if you want to scale back with each other, but they are never mean-spirited against their listeners. Trust me. I disagree with that. They love their listeners, and I don't think they poke fun at them. If they do, the listeners laugh with them.
So.
I mean, I poke fun at Bubba.
Well, yeah. Both of you do it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of today's show as an example. I don't remember even one time from getting on there at 5 a.m. this morning that we poked fun with each other.
The woman that just called in about this story, pulpified, we were talking about how, is pulpified a word? I don't know.
That's not
poking fun. That's just being, that's who we are.
So, yeah. But once again, we don't want people to feel comfortable emailing us and then us bashing their complaints.
No.
So maybe Melanie and I should just be more cognizant of doing that. By the way, are you proud of me? I used a big word.
I was just going to ask, Mom, isn't that a great word?
Very good. I love that.
And I used it correctly. And I could probably spell it. We should be more cognizant of it and then do our best to avoid poking fun of each other often.
That's a good idea. You could scale back a little bit. But I never hear you that you are mean-spirited against the listeners.
I don't think so. I personally don't think so.
Once in a while, I do poke fun, but I hopefully...
Morning radio is funny, right?
But that what she's saying is that's not funny.
Yeah, that's what we don't want.
What she's saying is poking fun at people is not funny.
That's what we don't want.
However...
However, poking fun is one thing. Being mean-spirited is entirely different.
Exactly.
You could poke fun with someone without being mean-spirited.
There you go.
So I wish you would have given a few examples. But anyway, you're taking that under advisement.
Okay. Absolutely. One down, two to go. Complaint email for the month of October with Melanie's mom.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.